The Addict's MOM, A Survival Guide to Loving an Addicted Child. By Beverly Conyers. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Addict's MOM, A Survival Guide to Loving an Addicted Child by Beverly Conyers is a comprehensive guide for parents of addicted children. The book provides practical advice and support for those struggling with the difficult task of loving and caring for an addicted child. It covers topics such as understanding addiction, recognizing signs of relapse, setting boundaries, dealing with guilt and shame, finding help from professionals and other resources, managing stress and anxiety, maintaining healthy relationships with family members and friends, developing self-care strategies, navigating legal issues related to addiction treatment programs or criminal justice systems. Conyers draws on her own experience as a mother of an addict in order to provide insight into the emotional roller coaster that comes along with parenting an addict. She also shares stories from other mothers who have gone through similar experiences. Throughout the book, she emphasizes that it is important for parents to take care of themselves first in order to be able to effectively care for their child. She encourages readers not only to seek professional help but also find support from others who understand what they are going through. The Addict's MOM offers guidance on how best to communicate with your child about their addiction while still showing love and compassion. It also provides tips on how you can create a safe environment at home where your child can feel supported without enabling them or giving into their demands when it comes to drugs or alcohol use. Additionally, there are chapters dedicated specifically towards helping siblings cope with having an addicted brother or sister. Overall, this book serves as a valuable resource for any parent trying to navigate life alongside their addicted child's struggles while still taking care of themselves too. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand addiction. Addiction is a complex disease that requires understanding and compassion to effectively help an addicted child. Main idea number 2. Set boundaries. Establishing and enforcing boundaries is essential for helping an addicted child, as it provides structure and guidance. Main idea number 3. Seek support. It is important for parents of addicted children to seek out support from other parents, professionals, and support groups. Main idea number 4. Educate yourself. Learning about addiction and its effects is essential for parents of addicted children, as it helps them to better understand and support their child. Main idea number 5. Take care of yourself. Parents of addicted children must take care of their own physical and mental health in order to be able to effectively help their child. Main idea number 6. Be patient. Addiction is a long and difficult process, and parents must be patient and understanding as their child works to overcome it. Main idea number 7. Be positive. It is important for parents to remain positive and supportive of their child, even when they are struggling with addiction. Main idea number 8. Avoid blame. Blaming an addicted child for their addiction is not helpful and can be damaging to their recovery. Main idea number 9. Be realistic. Parents must be realistic about their expectations for their child's recovery, as it is a long and difficult process. Main idea number 10. Take action. Parents must take action to help their child, such as seeking out treatment options and providing support. Main idea number 11. Be prepared. Parents must be prepared for the possibility of relapse and have a plan in place to help their child if it occurs. Main idea number 12. Be understanding. Parents must be understanding of their child's addiction and the struggles they are facing and not be judgmental. Main idea number 13. Be flexible. Parents must be flexible and willing to adjust their approach to helping their child, as addiction is a dynamic process. Main idea number 14. Be present. Parents must be present and available for their child, as it is essential for their recovery. Main idea number 15. Be honest. Parents must be honest with their child about their addiction and the consequences of their actions. Main idea number 16. Be a role model. Parents must be a positive role model for their child, as it can help them to stay on the path to recovery. Main idea number 17. Seek professional help. Parents must seek out professional help for their child, such as therapy and support groups. Main idea number 18. Be an advocate. Parents must be an advocate for their child, and ensure that they are receiving the best possible care. Main idea number 19. Take time for yourself. Parents must take time for themselves, as it is essential for their own mental and physical health. Main idea number 20. Have faith. Parents must have faith in their child and in the recovery process, as it can help to provide hope and strength. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Addiction is a chronic, relapsing disorder that affects the brain and behavior. It is characterized by compulsive drug seeking and use despite harmful consequences. Addiction can be caused by genetic predisposition or environmental factors such as stress, trauma, or peer pressure. It can also be caused by underlying mental health issues such as depression or anxiety. Understanding addiction requires an understanding of how it works on both a physical and psychological level. On the physical level, drugs alter the way neurons communicate in the brain, which leads to changes in moods, behaviors, and decision-making abilities. On the psychological level, addiction involves strong cravings for drugs that are difficult to resist even when faced with negative consequences. Compassion is essential when helping an addicted child because they may feel ashamed of their condition and need support from those around them to help them through recovery. Compassionate care should include providing emotional support while also setting boundaries so that children understand what behaviors are acceptable and unacceptable. It's important to remember that addiction is not something someone chooses, it's a disease that needs treatment just like any other medical condition. With proper understanding and compassion from family members and professionals alike, an addicted child can find hope for recovery. Main idea number 2. Setting boundaries is an important part of helping an addicted child. Boundaries provide structure and guidance, which can help the child understand what is expected of them and how to stay on track. It also helps to create a sense of safety for both the parent and the child, as it establishes clear expectations that are not open to interpretation. When setting boundaries with an addicted child, it's important to be consistent and firm. Make sure your expectations are clearly stated so there is no confusion or misunderstanding. Be prepared for pushback from your child. They may try to negotiate or argue against certain rules you set in place. However, it's important that you remain steadfast in enforcing these boundaries if you want them to be effective. It's also helpful to have consequences in place when a boundary has been broken. This could include taking away privileges such as phone use or computer time, or even grounding them from going out with friends until they demonstrate better behavior. Having consequences will help reinforce the importance of following through with established boundaries. Main idea number 3. Seeking support is an important step for parents of addicted children. It can be difficult to navigate the complex emotions and challenges that come with having a child who is struggling with addiction, but it doesn't have to be done alone. There are many resources available to help parents cope and find strength in their journey. Reaching out to other parents who understand what you are going through can provide comfort and validation. Professional counselors, therapists, or social workers can offer guidance on how best to handle your situation. Support groups such as Al-Anon or NARAnon provide a safe space for families affected by addiction where they can share experiences and learn from each other. No matter which route you choose, seeking support will give you the tools needed to better manage your own emotional well-being while supporting your child in their recovery process. With the right kind of help, you will gain insight into yourself and develop strategies that work best for both you and your family. Main idea number 4. Educating yourself about addiction and its effects is an important step for parents of addicted children. It can help them to better understand their child's condition, as well as the challenges they face in trying to support them. Learning more about addiction can also provide insight into how best to approach conversations with your child and what resources are available that may be helpful. By educating yourself on the subject of addiction, you will gain a greater understanding of why it happens and how it affects people. You will learn about different types of addictions, such as alcohol or drug abuse, gambling or sex addiction. You will also become familiar with the signs and symptoms associated with each type of addiction so that you can recognize when your child needs help. In addition to learning more about the causes and effects of addiction, educating yourself on treatment options is essential for helping your child recover from their substance use disorder. Knowing which treatments are available, such as medication-assisted therapy, MAT, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, or 12-step programs, can give you a better idea of what kind of care would be most beneficial for your loved one. Finally, by educating yourself on topics related to recovery from substance use disorders, including relapse prevention strategies and self-care techniques, you can equip yourself with knowledge that could potentially save your child's life. Main idea number 5. Taking care of yourself is essential when you are the parent of an addicted child. It can be easy to become overwhelmed and exhausted by the demands that come with caring for a loved one who is struggling with addiction. However, it's important to remember that in order to effectively help your child, you must first take care of your own physical and mental health. This means taking time out for yourself each day, even if it's just a few minutes, to do something that brings you joy or helps you relax. This could include going for a walk, reading a book, listening to music or engaging in any other activity that makes you feel good. Additionally, make sure to get enough sleep each night and eat healthy meals throughout the day. It's also important to reach out for support from family members and friends who understand what you are going through. Talking about your feelings can help relieve stress and provide emotional relief during difficult times. If needed, seek professional counseling or join a support group specifically designed for parents of addicted children. By taking care of yourself first, not only will your physical and mental health improve, but so too will your ability as a parent to effectively help your child on their journey towards recovery. Main idea number 6. Addiction is a complex and difficult issue to tackle, and it can take time for an individual to make progress in their recovery. As a parent of someone struggling with addiction, it is important to be patient and understanding throughout the process. It may feel like your child has taken 2 steps forward only to take 3 steps back, but this is part of the journey towards healing. It can be hard not to become frustrated or overwhelmed when dealing with addiction in your family, but patience will help you stay focused on helping your child get better. Showing compassion and providing unconditional love are essential components of supporting someone through their recovery journey. Encourage them as they work towards sobriety, celebrate small victories along the way, and remind them that you are there for them no matter what. Remember that everyone's path towards recovery looks different. Some people may find success quickly while others need more time before they start seeing results. Be patient with yourself too. Parenting an addicted child can be emotionally draining, so don't forget to practice self-care during this challenging period. Main idea number 7. It is essential for parents to remain positive and supportive of their child, even when they are struggling with addiction. This can be a difficult task, as it may feel like the situation is out of your control. However, by staying positive and encouraging your child to seek help, you can provide them with the support they need to make progress in their recovery journey. When communicating with your addicted child, try to focus on solutions rather than problems. Instead of dwelling on past mistakes or failures, emphasize what steps can be taken in order to move forward. Showing that you believe in them and have faith that they will succeed can give them the motivation needed to stay strong during this difficult time. Additionally, it is important not to forget about yourself while caring for an addicted loved one. Make sure you take care of yourself emotionally and physically so that you are able to continue providing support for your child without becoming overwhelmed or burned out. Main idea number 8. Avoiding blame is an important part of helping an addicted child. Blaming them for their addiction can be damaging to their recovery, as it implies that they are solely responsible for the problem and should have been able to prevent it from happening in the first place. This type of thinking can lead to feelings of guilt and shame, which can make it harder for them to seek help or stay motivated in treatment. Instead, parents should focus on providing support and understanding while encouraging their child to take responsibility for their actions. It's also important not to blame yourself as a parent if your child has become addicted. Addiction is a complex issue with many contributing factors, so there may not be any one person who is at fault. It's more helpful to look at what you can do now rather than dwelling on past mistakes or regrets. This will give you the best chance of helping your child recover. Main idea number 9. Parents must understand that recovery from addiction is a long and difficult process. It will take time, effort, and dedication to help their child overcome the challenges of addiction. Parents should be realistic about what they can expect in terms of progress and outcomes for their child's recovery journey. It is important for parents to remember that there are no quick fixes or easy solutions when it comes to helping an addicted child recover. Recovery requires hard work on both the part of the parent and the addict themselves. Parents should not expect overnight success, but rather focus on small victories along the way as signs of progress. Parents should also recognize that relapse is a common occurrence during recovery from addiction, so they need to be prepared for this possibility if it arises. They must remain patient with their child throughout this process, understanding that setbacks may occur but ultimately working towards achieving long-term sobriety. Main idea number 10. Taking action as a parent of an addicted child can be difficult and overwhelming. It is important to remember that you are not alone in this journey, and there are resources available to help you. The first step is to seek out treatment options for your child. This may include residential or outpatient programs, medication-assisted treatment, counseling, support groups, or other forms of therapy. You should also make sure that your child has access to the necessary medical care they need. In addition to seeking out treatment options for your child, it is essential that you provide them with emotional support throughout their recovery process. This could involve attending family therapy sessions together or simply being present when they need someone to talk to. Showing love and understanding during this time will go a long way in helping them stay on track with their recovery goals. It is also important for parents of addicted children to take care of themselves during this time as well. Taking breaks from the situation can help reduce stress levels and allow you some much-needed self-care time away from the chaos of addiction. Additionally, joining a support group specifically designed for parents dealing with addiction can provide invaluable insight into how best handle these situations. Main idea number 11. Being prepared for the possibility of relapse is an important part of parenting a child with addiction. Relapse can be difficult to predict, and it's important that parents have a plan in place to help their child if it occurs. This plan should include strategies for providing emotional support, as well as practical steps such as finding appropriate treatment options or connecting with other resources. Parents should also consider how they will handle any potential triggers that could lead to relapse, such as stressors at home or school. It's also important for parents to remember that relapse does not mean failure, rather, it is an opportunity for growth and learning. It's essential that parents remain supportive and understanding during this time, while still setting clear boundaries and expectations. With the right approach, relapses can be used as teachable moments where both parent and child can learn from mistakes made in the past. Main idea number 12. Parents of addicted children must be understanding and supportive, rather than judgmental. It is important to remember that addiction is a disease, not a moral failing or character flaw. Addiction can affect anyone regardless of their background or upbringing. Parents should strive to create an environment where their child feels safe and supported in seeking help for their addiction. It is also important for parents to recognize the signs of addiction early on so they can intervene before it becomes too severe. This may include changes in behavior such as increased isolation, mood swings, lying about activities or whereabouts, and financial problems due to spending money on drugs or alcohol. If these signs are present, it's important for parents to talk with their child openly and honestly about what they are seeing. Finally, parents should seek out resources such as support groups specifically designed for families dealing with addiction. These groups provide invaluable information and emotional support during this difficult time. Main idea number 13. Being flexible as a parent of an addicted child is essential. Addiction is a complex and ever-changing process, so parents must be willing to adjust their approach in order to best support their child. This means being open to trying different strategies and approaches, such as attending family therapy sessions or joining a support group for families affected by addiction. It also means being prepared for setbacks and relapses, which are common in the recovery process. It can be difficult for parents to remain flexible when dealing with an addicted child, especially if they feel like they have tried everything without success. However, it's important that parents stay open-minded and continue exploring new options that may help their child on the road to recovery. Parents should also remember that there is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to helping someone struggling with addiction. What works for one person may not work for another. Ultimately, flexibility is key when parenting an addict. Parents must be willing to try different methods until they find something that works best for them and their loved one. With patience and understanding from both sides, progress can be made towards healing. Main idea number 14. Being present for your child is one of the most important things you can do as a parent. It is essential to their recovery and well-being, both emotionally and physically. When your child knows that you are there for them, it gives them strength and courage to face whatever challenges they may be facing in life. Being present also means being available when needed, whether it's just listening or providing support during difficult times. Showing up with love and understanding will help your child feel safe, secure, and loved. It's not always easy to be present for an addicted child, however, it is necessary if you want to provide the best possible care for them. You must make sure that you are taking time out of each day to spend quality time with your child so that they know how much they mean to you. This could include activities such as going on walks together or playing board games at home, anything that allows the two of you some quality bonding time. You should also strive to create a supportive environment where your child feels comfortable talking about their struggles without fear of judgment or criticism from others. Encourage open communication between yourself and your addicted son/daughter by asking questions about their feelings and experiences related to addiction in order to better understand what they are going through. Finally, remember that being present doesn't necessarily mean fixing everything right away. Sometimes simply being there can make all the difference in helping someone recover from addiction. Your presence alone can give hope when all else seems lost. Main idea number 15. Parents must be honest with their child about their addiction and the consequences of their actions. It is important to explain that addiction is a disease, not a moral failing or lack of willpower. Parents should also discuss how the addiction has impacted them and other family members, as well as how it has affected the addicted person's life. This can help children understand why they need to take action in order to get better. It is also essential for parents to be honest about what treatment options are available and what kind of support they can provide. They should make sure that their child knows that recovery from an addiction takes time and effort, but it is possible with hard work and dedication. Additionally, parents should emphasize that relapse does not mean failure, rather, it means more learning opportunities for growth. Finally, parents must be open about any mistakes they have made while trying to help their child through this difficult journey. By being honest about these missteps, parents can show their children that everyone makes mistakes but there are ways to learn from them and move forward. Main idea number 16. Being a role model for your child is an important part of helping them to stay on the path to recovery. As a parent, you can set an example by demonstrating healthy behaviors and attitudes that will help your child learn how to cope with their addiction. Showing respect for yourself and others, setting boundaries, being honest and open about feelings, taking care of yourself physically and emotionally, managing stress in positive ways, these are all examples of behavior that can be modeled for your child. It's also important to show empathy towards your child's struggles with addiction. Letting them know that you understand what they are going through can help build trust between the two of you. Additionally, it is essential to provide unconditional love and support throughout their journey towards recovery. This may mean attending therapy sessions together or providing emotional support when needed. Finally, it is important to remember that as a role model for your child, you should not enable their addictive behaviors or make excuses for them. Instead, focus on teaching them responsibility by holding them accountable for their actions while still showing compassion. Main idea number 17. Seeking professional help is an important step for parents of addicted children. It can provide the support and guidance needed to navigate the difficult journey ahead. Professional help may include therapy, counseling, or support groups specifically designed for families dealing with addiction. These resources can offer invaluable insight into how to best care for your child while also taking care of yourself. Therapy sessions are a great way to learn more about addiction and its effects on both you and your child. A therapist can provide advice on how to handle challenging situations that arise from having an addicted family member, as well as strategies for coping with stress and anxiety related to the situation. Additionally, they can be a source of emotional support during this difficult time. Support groups are another valuable resource available to parents of addicts. They allow you to connect with other people who have gone through similar experiences so that you don't feel alone in your struggles. Support group members often share their stories, which helps build understanding and empathy among participants. No matter what type of professional help you seek out, it is important that it comes from someone who understands addiction and has experience working with families affected by it. This will ensure that you get the most effective treatment possible. Main idea number 18. Being an advocate for your child is one of the most important roles a parent can take on. It means being their voice and making sure that they are receiving the best possible care. This includes advocating for them in school, with medical professionals, and even within the legal system if necessary. As a parent, it's important to stay informed about your child's needs and rights so you can be prepared to speak up when needed. It also means staying involved in their life as much as possible, attending meetings with teachers or counselors, talking to doctors about treatment options, researching resources available in your community that could help support them through recovery or other challenges they may face. Being an advocate doesn't mean taking over every decision-making process, rather it involves listening to what your child has to say and helping them make informed decisions based on all of the information available. Finally, being an advocate requires patience and understanding from both parents and children alike. Addiction is a difficult journey for everyone involved. Having someone who will stand by you no matter what can make all the difference in getting through tough times together. Main idea number 19. Taking time for yourself is an important part of being a parent. It can be difficult to find the time and energy when you are caring for your children, but it is essential for your own mental and physical health. Taking care of yourself will help you stay strong and resilient in the face of adversity, so that you can better support your child through their struggles with addiction. It's important to make sure that you have some me time each day or week. This could include activities such as reading a book, going on a walk, taking a yoga class, or simply sitting quietly in meditation. You may also want to consider joining a support group or talking with friends who understand what you are going through. Remember that self-care isn't selfish, it is necessary if we want to be able to give our best selves to those around us. So take some time out from your busy schedule and do something just for yourself, even if it's only 5 minutes. Main idea number 20. Having faith in your child and the recovery process is essential for parents of addicted children. It can be difficult to remain hopeful when faced with such a challenging situation, but having faith can provide strength and courage during this difficult time. Parents must believe that their child has the capacity to recover from addiction, even if it takes some time. They should also have faith in themselves as they navigate through this journey, trusting that they are doing all they can to help their child. It is important for parents to remember that there will be setbacks along the way, however, these should not discourage them from believing in their child's potential for recovery. Having faith means understanding that progress may come slowly but surely over time. Parents must stay focused on the long-term goal of helping their loved one achieve sobriety and live a healthy life. Parents should also have faith in any treatment programs or support groups they choose to participate in. These resources are designed specifically to help families cope with addiction and provide guidance throughout the recovery process. By utilizing these tools, parents can gain insight into how best to support their addicted child while still maintaining healthy boundaries. Ultimately, having faith is an integral part of parenting an addicted child. It provides hope during times of despair and helps keep everyone involved motivated towards achieving lasting sobriety. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.